This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
I'd seen the old medicine man up there gathering for his juju kit. And I have very little of the original serum left.
Yo, are you stuck on medication and hate it? Are you sedated because the doctors keep on changing and nobody knows you're aching? You're probably sick of complaining. Maybe you're a hypochondriac, you're getting paranoid. Hey, try meditation. They're throwing out morphine left, right and center. Maybe we need private healthcare like the Masons. We'll probably die waiting for the cure. They give us painkillers, the killers, but not the cannabis oil. The organic food costs more than a fake modified fruit. I guess it's all chemically induced. The system got the pain levels going through the roof. Because your illness is a business, see how low they will stoop. Anybody got a better plan? Nothing is concrete like footprints in the sand. Make time, wash away all the sickness on the land and save us from the wrongdoing of our own hands. I don't think medicine can. In fact, I need my medicine, damn. Like we're trapped in the bottle that was lost by the medicine. Yo, man, are you Tesla or Edison? Blessed with intelligence, destined for greatness, or destined to be a skeleton? Might be the best, but the whole world said it's him. Searching through the papers in your lab for the evidence. Slump shoulders, head down, 1920s great depression. Engineered by men who wear Satan's dresses. At a party in a sadomasochistic room, where the host gets his fix from the victim's wounds. Birds of a feather stay together like Siamese. That's why they're all interconnected like society. No cure for the poor except free prescription. Being broke can send you crazy with a weed addiction. Probably more so than the herb itself. The stress we go through in the everyday search of wealth is what makes us more controllable. Either we find a cause or hide it with Cocodamol. Anybody got a better plan? Nothing is concrete like footprints in the sand. Make time, wash away all the sickness on the land and save us from the wrongdoing of our own hands. I don't think medicine can. In fact, I need my medicine, damn. Like we're trapped in the bottle that was lost by the medicine. Yo, man, why do kids get sick and serial killers live? Maybe that the answer is that humans are a cancer. And Neo should have never asked for peace. Ignorance is bliss, but the revolution victory is sweet until the next one gets infected with temptation. Couldn't see death's face, was wearing a glass necklace, blinded by the very same face in the reflection that couldn't face rejection from the natural selection. I guess happiness lies in a capsule, flying through your synapse like a car in a time lapse. Watch for the traffic of your mind, don't crash. Laws of physics, no temporary highs, don't last. Fatal attraction, lost to the life of distraction. In the midst of the folly of all the action, I caption that one golden moment in a fraction, so I can bring it back like deep memory retraction. Anybody got a better plan? Nothing is concrete like footprints in the sand. Make time, wash away all the sickness on the land and save us from the wrongdoing of our own hands. I don't think medicine can. In fact, I need my medicine, damn. It's like we're trapped in the bottle that was lost by the medicine man.
Yeah.
What's happening, world? Young world, the world is yours. Recognize the voice, man. This is the boy, Elamina Dawn Tech, Smith & Wesson. We right here rocking with the beautiful Sarah Love, and you know what's happening with it. Let's get it.
That was the sound of Tech, of Smith & Wesson speaking right there. And last week on this show, we had the other half of Smith & Wesson talking to us, Steele. He chatted with me and Mice all about Sean Price for Sean Price's birthday. So if you missed that, hit up the website. But before we go any further, you know how it is. We need to send a big special thank you to our homeboy, our brother, Ian Boldsworth. He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours right here on FUBAR Radio. So listen back to that. We have so much coming up with you this week, including Doc Brown is going to be live in the studio right now. I'm all by myself. But Mice will be here very soon, I promise you, and to take care of the investigation. Plus, we've got an open mic on the way for you. I've got brand new music for you as well from Pete Rock, Leaf Dog. That last cut was Scorsese. The track is called Iller World, and he's got a brand new project that's out now. Hit up scores.co.uk and check it out. And that is out right now. So much good music on there. And it's entirely produced by Scorsese himself, one of the UK's finest. And last week on this show, we also were joined by a super ill dude who is just killing it at the moment, Rock Marciano. He's got a brand new album out right now, and I'm going to play you something else brand new from there. So hit me up in the studio. It's hiphop@fubarradio.com. It's myself, Sarah Love, taking care of you till 6 p.m.
There's one thing I'd like to say to you. I can't let you go. I won't let you go. I can't let you go this way.
Niggas, I told you that you got these niggas. You better know. 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 Come on. The weed loud, but the money quiet.
Money quiet.
Keep it down, let no one inquire. The secret's out like my truck is wired. Bitches tripping out, I'm just such a liar. Nothing under my ears, tripping jambalaya. Pulling up in something fire, bulletproof, sunroof and tires. Selling truth, we moving China, but my new boo, she Hawaiian. Got your team recruiting writers, who you think you lose is like, yeah. Ooh, my new routines is hot, yeah. Soon as I roll up, I'ma hop in. Doors and see niggas from the block win. Don't it? Very handsome in the telly lamping and my heli handsome. Few Israeli bitches belly dancing. Manny's and Petty's, Mercedes, got my ladies, Giuseppe's. Check it, baby 380's, dashing Avies and Pellies. Bust it, hopped out the foreign, they thought I was Warren Buffett. From here on, it's all or nothing. If I fall off, I turn on the oven. If you tripping, drop a few long on the luggage, nigga, you ball on a budget. I ain't nothing to be fucked with. Bringing my horns and trumpets. Check it though, check it though. I'm just checking those. Can't disrespect it though, this what they begging for. The yay from Mexico, gotta stretch it though. The price you say no, but you better know. You better know,
better know,
you better know,
better know.
Don't ever cuff a hoe, you gotta let her go. I just said it's so, now you better know.
Now
you better know. You
better know.
Fuck you mean, my hook will make you lean like butterbean. My money clean, don't play me close, just give me 20 feet. Might find me chubby on a sunny beach, my gun in reach. So many rap, but only very few become elite. They love me in the street, they see I'm on a winning streak. Bitches love that D when they going deep. Presidential on the wrist, but never been impeached. Fuck a beef, I'm trying to hit a lick and live in peace. Hit the streets, I've been too many freaks. I'm too pretty, don't pity me. I'm just a ghetto boy like Willie D. I think my mind's playing tricks on me,
tricks on me.
Got a couple bitches turning tricks for me. I'm the shit, homie.
Shit.
And all is low, but I'm far from a one-trick pony. Stick you for that brick, you never get 40.
Never.
Pistol with your bitch and make her strip for me.
Take it off, bitch.
Suck dick slowly. Bang you for your chips and piece of shit rolling. Niggas out here front and acting like they know me. Blow me, I got more cheese than macaroni. I'm a motherfucking OG. Check it though,
check it though.
I'm just checking notes. Can't disrespect it though, this what they begging for. The yay from Mexico, gotta stretch it though. And the price you say no, but you better know. You better know,
better know,
you better know,
better know.
Don't ever cuff a hoe, you gotta let her go. I just said it's so, now you better know. You better know,
better know,
you better know.
It sounds like outside the studio, Mice. Mice is running into the studio right now.
You know, it happens. The studio.
Yeah.
I hope this doesn't sound like this on air because it sounded like. Rum, 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 rum. I was like, man, where's Snoopy up in this mother lover? What's going on, bitches and bitches?
Speaking of Snoopy, that's what my friend was saying. It sounds like when the way I talk to my cat, they're like, you do understand that to your cat, it just sounds like you're saying. Rum, 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 rum. He doesn't understand you.
Surprised, man. Some of the these dogs and cats, they're listening in.
Put cats
you know?
Out on road.
Yeah,
dogs and cats out on road, fam.
Definitely.
No, for real. That last cut, Rock Marciano, that was another track brand new from the album Rosebud's Revenge. That's his third official studio album. It's available right now. Hit up rockmarcy.com and you can get it on all streaming services. That track was produced by Rock Marcy too. It's called Better Know. And Rock Marciano was the guest on the show last week.
Yes, he was.
And we spoke to Rock for...
He's one of the guests.
One of the many guests. Yeah. Well, as you missed the beginning of the show, you did miss that I did mention that we did have Steele from Smith & Wesson on the show also last week. So you know you need to hit up the website, foodbarradio.com/shows/hiphop. That's right. And yeah, you can listen back to that and all of our past shows. How you doing, Mice?
Yeah, I'm good. Sorry, man. There's a bit of, you know, this rain is, I think, has messed people up. It's meant to be the first day of spring, right?
Is it?
Yeah, April, what are we in? March the 20th.
Don't be wishing our lives away, Mice.
March the 20th is meant to be the first day of spring. I didn't know that at all, but...
Is it? No, yeah. Not the 21st?
All right, same shit, really, innit? Like, we probably are in the 21st when you think about the back and forth with all these hours. Someone made up the time. Someone said, look, it's going to be a 24-hour day. You know what I mean? A 31-day month. Yeah, so, yeah, we probably are in the 21st.
Yeah, see, the road science breaking it down right there for you.
We do right here on Cuba Radio. A hip-hop show.
Yeah, and we have so much to get through today. I don't know if you've heard, Mice, we have Doc Brown coming up on the show later.
What royalty right there, boy.
Royalty up in the building. And I'm looking forward to a visit from Mice at K's too.
Yeah,
and we have competition winners to announce.
Yeah, so we had a competition running from last week. With Tonan Smith. Shout out to Tonan Smith.
Mm-hmm. And this is also why you need to follow us on twitter.com/foodbarradio because that's where you will find out about all the giveaways and competitions and freeness that we bring you from the hip-hop world. And you had the chance to win your very own copy of the Tonan Smith Show CD. And it's just very it's very simple thing. So we're going to be actually calling the competition winner, Mice.
Wow, we got numbers and everything. Did we get shoe
numbers.
Size? I want to find out if you got the shoe size, you know, the height, waist. No?
Maybe.
I'm asking too much.
Maybe just a little bit. But and so I'm really looking forward to like hearing the voice of some of our listeners. It's not often where we get to hear their voices.
That's
isn't
true,
it?
You know.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That time of the day is a bit awkward, you know, because obviously people would be at work and whatnot. They don't want to get in trouble
not
with the boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not all of them. Yeah. And also now people know this is a place where you can get your freebies as well. So make sure you stay tuned each and every week right here, the Hip Hop Show, Mother Lovers.
Abby in the studio did suggest that I called the competition winner before you got here, but I was like, no, I'm not doing this without my son in my hand. No. But,
we'll be all right.
We'll be all right. But let's play the people another tune before we get into this week's big up, which is very special to me. But have you heard this brand new track featuring Snoop Dogg that came out of this last week, Mice?
What, as in a Snoop Dogg track or someone featuring Snoop Dogg?
It's a group called Bad Bad Not Good featuring...
Oh, yeah, the band, right?
Yeah. And they did a tune last year with Kay Trinada. We played you some Kay Trinada on this show as well in the past. And they've just done a remix of that track featuring Snoop. But the video was kind of controversial-ish. And your favourite dude, Donald Trump, tweeted about it. And he was like calling out Snoop.
Oh, is that what it was about? Oh,
yeah, he was calling out Snoop because of this track. So it was
let's hear this track, man. If it ruffled Donald Trump's toupee, then yeah, we want to find out exactly what that is that did that. So let's hear
Agent Orange
this track.
Toupee. But the this is actually, yeah, bad, bad, not good. You're tuning into Food Bar Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, Mother Love.
Dogs don't bark. bark, but they get off. Fuck around and get your whole face bit off. Sinister, spit truth like a minister. So until I'm a monster, when it's the right time, nighttime, nigga tryna creep and keep from dying in these motherfucking streets. Fuck the police. From a black man's point of view, spray that shit, say that shit. We right in front of you, each and every one of you. I'm not gonna tell y'all niggas what we gonna do, but whatever y'all did, put two on it and put a foot on your neck with a shoe on it. Resident Evil, it's all on camera and they still don't believe you. Clowning around, don't come your clown ass round here, nigga, you gonna get danged. Real talk, I'm leaving all you clown ass niggas outlined and sharp. Stay black, payback from way back. I'm the homie, but the motherfucking homie don't play that. Cut the motherfuckers off the leash. It's been a week since my dogs ain't let them eat. See, I'ma tell you up front and uncut. See, I'ma stand up, nigga. I'm a man up, nigga. Get what I gotta get. A bitch nigga gon' talk a whole lot of shit, which is the main reason why you stuck around. And I don't fuck around. I'm blowing new purple in a new circle. I don't wanna hurt you, but I'll disperse you and send you back to the earth you came from. Game gun, same one that I used in another galaxy. Actually, it's all fact to me. If I ruled the world, would it come back to me? Black to me, with my hand on that thing. I'm from the home of the brave, land of the gang.
It's the Wallaby Kingpin. You know what I mean? It's all good. We out here in the Big L. That's London, baby. I'm coming from Shaolin, New York. Wu-Tang Clan. This is Ghostface Killer right now. I'm shouting out my homegirl, Sarah Love, and Mike Diggy. You know what I mean? Y'all know what it is. Right here at the food bar. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got to get my words right. I just came on stage. I'm kind of twisted right now. At the food bar, y'all. No doubt, Sarah Love. What's up, honey? You know what it is. Tell these niggas. One.
Yeah, he got there in the end.
Yeah, that's one of the most raggo radio drops I've ever heard. Raggo, for people who don't know, means fucked up. Anyway.
That last track, Bad, Bad, Not Good, that's Lavender, the remix featuring Snoop Dogg, K. Trinada on that cut. And like in the video, Snoop points a gun at a character who's dressed up playing Trump through the whole video and shoots him. And so Trump didn't appreciate that. And he was kind of insinuating that Snoop Dogg should go to jail for that. So that was loads of hip hop people then jumped into it and were trolling Trump, saying he's a legend, like you're a scum sort of thing. So.
Yeah, because I was wondering, like, but I guess that's over here we'd get in trouble for doing that to the Queen, innit? But you wouldn't, like, you're not meant to deface the nugget or the, you know,
money
£10.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But over there, it's, you know, we could do that to the Prime Minister, couldn't we?
Yeah, so where's the scale? It's like you can do that to any old person on the street, but the Queen, as though she's not a human being like the rest of us. She couldn't do those things.
She's the Queen, Sarah Love. She owns this bitch, yeah? Remember colonization. Remember the jewels, you know, and
she's
all that.
She's been appointed by God for that role. That's what she's definitely above it. You're tuned into the sounds of Foobar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mike Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. And guess what we got?
Pure goodness.
A lot of goodness.
You know, today is International Day of Happiness.
So how comes yeah.
Mate,
I ain't gonna
ridicule.
Lie on the way in, boy. The traffic, the way people are going, like yeah, no one's trying to be happy at all, boy.
Lissy in the studio says, "I call bullshit."
Yeah, I believe. I do wonder
where these things start. Really, every day should be International Day of happiness.
It should be like, I mean, the thing is as well. Why would it not be that tomorrow? Like, why is today the day? Is it because it's the first day of spring?
Oh, maybe. Can we get to the bottom? Use your Googling skills, Lissy, in the studio. You're fantastic with Google to get to the bottom of this. Is this officially the first day of spring? Well, there are lots of reasons to be happy. I mean, there are things that I just feel going on in the world that break my heart. Like this weekend to see that crazy moped chase by the police. Did you see that, Mice?
No, you know, people don't invite me to none of these groups that you're on. I didn't know about the Snoop Dogg bad bag. I actually saw a tweet and it was like someone retweeting Donald Trump going at Snoop, and I was like, I don't know what the hell's going on. I didn't know it was the first day of spring until this morning when I read it somewhere, and now you're telling me this. I feel left out.
Yeah, but, well,
so break it down for me.
This is what the show is for, every Monday 4 till 6 p.m. But no, this weekend there was a crazy moped chase with these two kids who went on an hour's rampage snatching phones on a moped. Then they started getting chased by the police.
Rewind. What year are we in? This is 2017.
2017.
And people still snatching mobiles.
On mopeds. So these kids were on like Oxford Street. They went through Camden, Islington, Westminster, Haringey.
Same kids.
They snatched 19 phones or something in an hour. Then they were on a moped. Then they started getting chased by the police. Mm. They tried to escape up the North Circular. They were driving on the wrong side of the North Circular doing 90.
That says a lot about their mentality already.
No, but this is what I'm saying. And then they turned onto the M11 mice on the wrong side of the road doing 90 in the fast lane with the oncoming traffic.
This is too hold on a minute. So I'm trying to, first of all, these guys are stealing mobile phones. Yeah, there's nothing to do with the Nokia 3310 no. coming back. I just want to confirm that, because it was back then when people were stealing phones. Yeah, when you know what I mean, you're sitting in the car and then this kid is just like looking in the, like, bro, what are you looking at? And you're like, oh, he's looking for a mobile phone. But fast forward to 2017, when Drake has just dropped an album.
We're going to get into that later too.
I don't know how the hell this is happening, but people are still... Don't get me wrong, smartphones, I get it, but now you can... There's fingerprints, like... What's the point in stealing a mobile phone?
No, but it just made me heartbroken. So then this chase continued, but with the helicopter following them up the M11. So the whole thing was filmed.
It was like OJ. It turned into the OJ chase.
Proper times for
19 mobile phones, probably a couple of them 8310s, because they didn't realize, shit, we picked the wrong one.
And then they, and it was just nuts, incredible. No one was killed. Like, they're doing 90 in the fast lane wrong side of the road. One moped.
Oh, okay.
And then they get hit by a car. Dude got back on the moped, continued the chase up the M11.
Crack is one hell of a drug. A crackhead could survive a head-on collision on a moped with 19 mobile phones in your pocket.
But that's what made me feel heartbroken, to think what's going on in someone's life and in their mind that they would think, yeah, this is worth me doing this for 18 mobile phones. That's heartbreaking 19. To me. You know, but on this show, we like to start things off with positivity. So on one end of the spectrum, you've got things like that going on, which I think is truly heartbreaking, like however much credit these people are getting for being on the front page of the paper or whatever.
Are they on the front page for that shit?
Yeah, and you know that's how gangs are operating now, where it's like, you know, that's your credentials.
Yeah, mama's on the front page still, yeah.
Honestly, we were the leading story on the news.
Yeah, like, to be honest, props. It's been like that for a while, but now the fact that people are using that as like, yeah, this is why you should respect me is a bit scary. Because that's some dumbass shit. The fact that you're admitting that you got caught. This is what I don't get about society today. Or people bragging about, yeah, man's got to go caught, or, yeah, man just did two bird, by the way, that means you went to jail for, you know,
porridge.
Yeah, but it's like, really, what you're doing is bragging about the fact that you're not really good at what you're trying to do, and you got caught doing it. So let's think about
bragging about the fact you're going to have a criminal record for life
now.
But this is why it's heartbreaking to me, because I feel like the system is failing people. And so the people say, well, sod the system, I'm just going to do my own thing. So I just think it's incredible and sad to me to get into the mind frame of what leads a person to those kind of steps, where it's like, yeah, today I'm going to do this. And then on the other end of the spectrum, I think it's incredible to think what is going on in someone's life and mind where you can create greatness that every week we like to acknowledge on the show and set it off with some
big up,
you know, and shout good people out. And this week it had to be all about Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry, man. Sadly, he died at the weekend. I think he was 90 years old. But I mean, he is, it's so easy for us to take for granted the significance of the contribution that Chuck Berry, a single person, made to the entirety of pop music from the point that he came out and onwards, and pop culture, and how much he has influenced. I mean, he refined and defined, you know, blues. He bridged that gap between blues and took it to rock and roll and to youth culture. And I just think it was, it's just amazing how many people that he's influenced who have then gone on to influence what we know as the creative world today. And there's a quote from John Lennon. He said, if you had to give rock and roll another name, you might call it Chuck Berry.
Yeah, I remember hearing that. Man.
Even
not hearing it, but I remember someone read it to me.
Even Barack Obama tweeted this weekend, Chuck Berry rolled over everyone who came before him and turned up everyone who came after. We'll miss you, Chuck. Be good. And then you had Questlove and the Roots.
Ghetto, man. He had to throw it a little and turn up. He probably did a little.
He dabbed on them as well
while he said that.
And then it was just amazing seeing the variety of people who mentioned, you know, were talking about Chuck Berry, and then the kind of musicians that he's influenced, from your Jimi Hendrix to your Van Halen, Eric Clapton, right through to the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, Sex Pistols. I mean, you name it. But on the line, we have, he's not a celebrity to the average person, but
careful,
he's a celebrity
now in
my household, a dear friend of my family, John O. Are you on the line? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I'm listening to you.
Oh, it's very good to hear your voice, John. And I have to introduce everyone to John O, because John is the person, he's a jukebox collector, and so he has great taste in music. He's one of the main people who introduced me to real rock and roll and to Chuck Berry. So anytime I hear Chuck Berry's music or I hear his name, I think of you, John, because I always remember you telling me about what life was like before Chuck Berry and after Chuck Berry. Like, break that down for us, John.
That,
we need to understand, because young people don't necessarily get it. Like, really, what was going on before Chuck Berry landed?
Well, there were, of course, Elvis and Fats Domino and Little Richard, but most of the 50s were like the Dark Ages. You know, we were looking for something else, and up came these people. But Chuck Berry, for me, was the man. Because if you listen to Chuck, it's the rhythm and it's the beat. And also, the guy's a poet. He's not just a singer. He's a poet. If you listen to any of his lyrics, like, say, Promised Land, it's a poem, you know? The whole damn thing is just wonderful. And it's the rhythm. You listen to, like, Johnny B. Goode. When I walked into O'Neill's Cafe in Antrim in Northern Ireland when I was 15, and I heard the first two lines of that, you cannot sit down, you know? You just have to get up and you have to go. You know, it's just incredible dance music.
Yeah.
You know?
And Chuck Berry, I mean, he was a showman, wasn't he?
Oh, absolutely. The thing is, though, when we were young, we didn't know who Chuck Berry was, really. We just knew the music.
Yeah.
And it was later we found out his name was Chuck Berry, you know.
Wow.
But it was the music, you know, to actually hear that stuff. It was so raw, so original.
Yeah.
You know, there was no great sort of backing singers or anything. This was just the guy.
And I remember you also telling me about, like, in terms of youth culture, because before Chuck Berry, it's like you didn't have, there was no era of the teenager, like, significant.
No, that's right. Well, that was the first period when you actually had teenagers. They weren't They didn't exist before. You just simply dressed like your parents. And you thought like your parents. But when these guys came along, you suddenly had an identity of your own. You know, we were all teddy boys, of course. And we weren't all bad, you know. we did do a little bit of bad, but not all of it, you know.
But that was a great time where you had genuine movements that were organically created from the ground up. It wasn't something which was dictated from the media. Like, you just mentioned being a teddy boy there. I mean, you can't get much realer than that.
Well, exactly. But also you have to realize this was real working class music. You know, the whole country was homogenous. You know, you were working class or you were middle class. And there was no other music, really, you know. Vera Lynn was big, but who ever listened to her? God knows, I don't know. I mean, when you heard Vera Lynn, you just turned the radio off. But those were the comparisons.
And so... Go on.
And I'll just say, like, it was Vera Lynn, Ted Heath band, big band. It was such an incredible, crazy sort of time for music, you know?
And so after Chuck Berry, because you said before Chuck Berry there was nothing, and then so after Chuck Berry, did it become a thing of you could tell these people had been listening to Chuck Berry and now their character had come out a bit more? Or are there any artists you could say, like, yeah, he definitely got influenced by, or she got influenced
by? Oh, my God,
Chuck
Berry. Yeah, absolutely. Well, see, the thing is, you had proper bands then, and then you had Chuck Berry, who basically turned up by himself and had a backing band already there who hadn't done any practicing. They just had to follow him. And then, of course, it changed then with Buddy Holly. You know, that changed it all, because then they realized they didn't need a whole bloody band. They could have just a couple of guitars and a drum. You know? But anyhow, for me, Chuck Berry was simply incredible, you know. And, he was the real guy. You know, they're not like these sort of guys who come along now who do one hit wonders and... I've got a record, a CD that I bought at least 30 years ago. I still play it, and I still take it to parties with me, so I know I'm going to get proper rock and roll music.
Yeah.
You know?
John's got moves, by the way. John is, like, proper got dance moves when you drop the rock and roll for him. Did you ever see Chuck Berry live, John?
Yes, I have, yeah.
That's amazing.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know... I just read today that in Coventry, where he toured, he actually made the only hit he ever had, number one, was My Ding-a-Ling. And it was made in Coventry.
Wow.
It wasn't made anywhere else, you know, in America. It was made here. And that was his only number one, believe it or not. You think Johnny B. Goode was a number one, but it wasn't.
Yeah, but it stood the test of time.
Mm. Yeah, oh, absolutely. But I think if anybody really is interested in Chuck Berry, they should watch the film Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll, made by the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
Yeah, Keith Richards. And they should, you know, they're able to see how he started and, you know, what he does and did.
Yeah. So sum up for me, John, like, why do you think it's important that people remember an icon like Chuck Berry? Like, why is he so iconic?
Well, for me... You know, he simply changed our perceptions, and it was just all joy, you know.
Aww.
When you hear him, you just sort of want to dance, and it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, and he's talking about our world, you know.
Yeah.
It was all cars, girls, and that sort of stuff, you know.
It sounds like hip-hop.
Yeah.
Cars and girls, yeah.
Well, Sarah, it's my birthday very soon on the 26th of March. I hope you play a Chuck Berry record on your show.
Oh, well, actually, I'm going to play... I've got a present for you as well, John, but you're going to have to wait until your birthday. But I'm going to play you a Chuck Berry record right now, because I thought correct that we let the people... You know, that we let his music ring out today. It's a little different to our usual selection, but, you know, John, seeing as you're such a special person to our family, it was only correct. And seeing as Chuck Berry is such an important person to the...
In the music.
History
world.
Of culture of the 20th century. I mean, he has laid the foundation for everything that we have today.
He has, absolutely.
It was only correct. But thank you so much for schooling us all, John.
Okay, Sarah.
Okay, definitely. See you.
And Mike. Yep, see you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, thank you.
Go! Go, daddy! Go, go, go!
That's the beginning of funkiness.
I tried. Don't laugh at my... That was bad. You're right, though, but like, listening to that alone, you're like, okay, you can hear where a lot came from, you know, from...
Would there be a James Brown without Chuck Berry?
Would there be a Michael Jackson without Chuck Berry? You know what I'm saying? Would there be...
Would there be a Drake without Chuck Berry?
Well, like, I was going to one-up you and say, would there be The Weeknd?
Can I just say something really embarrassing? I finally saw The Weeknd for the first time.
What? Saturday or Sunday? What? At Badum Tshka Brabaka Cuckoo.
Can we record that drop from my slater? No, I saw a video that was on TV, and a music video on the TV in the background, but it was muted. And then I was like, what the hell is this? This is like some amateur kid show trying to do their best Michael Jackson impression. I was like, what the hell is this? And
what,
then
did
I
you
turned
hear?
It up.
Oh,
I just
watching?
Heard that, yeah, it was just the sound was off, but it was like, okay, this just looks weak, man. And then I saw at the end, it was like Daft Punk featuring The Weeknd. I was like, oh.
Okay. Oh. So, go buy The Weeknd's album
on all quality streaming services. That last cut, Johnny B. Good, 1958.
Smacked it, baby.
1958.
Hey, and let's just say
changed
this:
the world.
You know, Chuck Berry, rest in peace, man. You know, that's a grand age to reach, man. 90. There's not many people that can reach that age, and so it's good to hear that he had a long-lasting life, healthy, and just influenced so many people. People like that will live on forever. You know what I mean? Like we've already mentioned how many, you know, all these names you lot know that he's influenced. Imagine how many we don't even know of that have gone on to let the seed keep growing, you know, the branch keep reaching.
Yes.
I'm trying to do my best tree impression there, but...
I'm convinced. And that song, Johnny Be Good, that's the only rock and roll song that was included on the Voyager Golden record, which was like this capsule that was sent out to space. I can't remember what year they did it.
Wow.
But it's just being sent in one direction.
Prometheus might be like, Rav, you know what? I need to listen to a little something from...
Yeah.
Whatever happened to them man there that we sent over? Yeah. Look, this is what they produced. Like a million years later, Prometheus is like, go, go, Johnny, go, go, go.
Yeah. So that's the level. You're tuned into FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love, and sorry, Mice, I'll let you step out for a second if you don't mind. Okay, peace.
Move out my way, man. Yeah, that's right, mother lover. Stay out my goddamn way, you know what I'm saying? Because that's how I roll. Especially when I'm down here at the FUBAR Radio Cafe, where we give you exactly what you need. That's right. And I'm a bad mother lover right here. I go by the name of My Sack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. My Sack Hayes, man. I had to take an extra hit on that because, you know, rain in the sunshine to be fucking you up sometimes, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, I was about to say lover.
Bitch!
Hey, I'm telling you, boy. What are we going on with these days, mother lovers?
Popping.
What is going on out here where you got to fake it till you make it? What is this about, Sarah? People, I feel like the internet has made it so people can just say whatever they want.
Aww.
And no one really pulls them up on it. It feels like that, you know?
Well, look at the president of the United States right now. He's getting away with saying some wild stuff. There's even things that he's saying
definitely.
That he's not fully getting pulled up on.
I think what we got to realize here as well is that with politics, you're kind of allowed to lie just to get everyone on your side. Because it doesn't seem like anyone's really pulled... Even Obama did it. He kind of said, yeah, we're going to do this and do that.
Yeah.
It's either that or once they get into power, they realize like, oh, shit, I thought I could handle this. I didn't realize I had to turn around and speak to them, man. Them old-ass lizard-eating...
I didn't realize people actually wanted me to close Guantanamo Bay.
I just said
it, innit?
You know, so... But I feel like back down here, you know, on our level, that a bit lower down on the pyramid,
People are stealing mobile phones on mopeds, driving up the M&M.
You know,
going
like,
for
come
the
on,
Pengus
man.
Munch.
What? Yeah, the Pengus Munch. Like, all of a sudden now, you're going viral off of like eating the crappiest food you could think of. Yeah, and it's all, I guess, for the sake of entertainment. But hopefully, that guy you know, when it comes time and he's got to have his kidneys sorted out or whatever, he can afford
his
it because
arteries unblocked.
Yeah, yeah, all them, you know, all bands. The views. Like, hopefully, it all culminates into something good for him.
Aww.
Maybe he can start like an organic.
Store, yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, that would be cool if he's like, yeah, boy, man started up here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know, like some Dr. Savvy shit or something, like to.
Farmer's Market.
He might, yeah, Farmer's Munch. Market. Think about the guy who did, you know, the guy who does Man vs. Food? Like, he got into a bit of trouble.
Oh, why?
Apparently, you know, eating all that food, man.
As
eating
in
all
health
that crazy,
trouble.
Yeah, health
in,
trouble.
Oh, okay.
So
no
he had to
doubt.
Stop doing it.
It's repulsive.
Exactly. But to me, you're kind of faking the funk a little bit because he's going on like this food is good and blah, blah, blah. But next minute, you got to have operations and you actually have to stop eating the food that you've been there promoting.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what I mean? And I feel like the whole world is turning into this kind of fake it till you make it type
clickbait
atmosphere.
Thing.
Clickbait. Like, hey, don't worry about what I said now. Tomorrow, I'm going to say something different. You know what I mean? And I get it. Like, people think this is the way forward. This is how you're meant to rise above whatever and try and get to the upper echelon. But really and truly, man, is it going to make sense in the long run? You know, look at that guy now. He's got to go to hospital just because of this program that he made, Man vs. Food. That's why I want to ask all my listeners out there, like I'll do that. Mice Investigates, what's the most outrageously fake thing you've ever come across or heard of? Now, for me, let me just tell you lot, first of all, to hit us up at FUBAR Radio on the Twitter. hiphop@fubarradio.com. What's the most outrageously fake thing you've ever come across or heard of? I was baffled when I was in China and my beloveds were telling me, don't get me wrong, like obviously, we, you know, I've been through the years, like the fake Gucci, the fake Armani, fake Polo, you know what I mean? Where you got like the guy looks a bit too fat for the horse.
Polo.
Yeah, Polo. You know when the guy looks
that's
a bit
what
overweight?
They call it in South Africa, they call it Fong Kong. Like anytime there's something bootlegged, it's, yeah, your Fong Kong trainers. Kong.
Yeah, you know, and so obviously we know a lot of that comes from the places where they have yeah, where they have, like, they're making, they're manufacturing that shit in China. So fair enough, the clothes, the Gucci bags, blah, 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 this and that. But then when I'm hearing, like, fake rice, fake eggs.
Yeah.
Like, who's that? And people are eating that shit because they ain't got a clue. They're like, tastes all right to me.
Synthetic cheese.
Polystyrene for the rice and shit. Like, it's,
no way.
Yeah. Because I was like, what? How do you make fake rice? Like, how do you jerk someone to think, you know, make them think, yeah, I'm eating real rice? Like, what the fuck is it made from if it's not made from rice grain? And what? Even furthermore, there's a lot of rice grain over in East Asia. So, like, I'm sure they'd know the difference. Man said to me, polystyrene. I don't know.
Oh,
then I was like, how do you fake eggs? And he's like, boy, I don't even want to.
Oh, I don't know. There's like powdered eggs. That's like that's why at hotels I never ever eat the omelet or scrambled egg at the breakfast because it's just made from like powdered eggs.
Is it?
Yeah, where it's just like a powder that you mix with boiling water and whip it up. And
that's
then
messed up. Man.
Yeah. And then the synthetic cheese that's off key.
Yeah, synthetic
as well.
Cheese is a bit mad. I mean, there's a whole lot, you know, if we're going to go into the food aspect of it, like we'll probably
there's so many
start dieting now, like just everyone just start fasting now and be like, okay.
But there's so the one that really makes me sad though is all the plastic surgery that people are just having on like some fashion tip. Like I think it's different if you know maybe you have a scar or something
when it's you're supposed
for you
to
where,
have it.
You know, but even that's not necessarily, you know, I mean...
Yeah, no,
I'd
no,
like
if you've got
to
a
think
scar,
I'm not that vain a person, but I think, you know...
well, judging by the posters you picked, you know, the pictures you post there, Sarah, I mean,
but no, I
beg
think,
to differ.
But this... Why is shutting me down on live radio?
Look, this is one of Sarah's pictures.
No, it's not. Now you need to tweet FUBAR account to tweet that picture. That's one of my photos. And no, but when people are doing all this crazy, like injecting stuff in their lips, and you hear these girls' bums exploding and stuff from having these injections in their bum, and it's like, seriously?
What is that though? What is the whole? This is what I don't get about the plastic surgery thing, right? So people get it, they're like, okay, I want to feel better about myself, you know, I want to this and that. Fair enough, like, you know, if you feel like your breasts aren't big enough or you feel like your lips aren't full enough, this and that. But what messes me up is it feels like all the plastic surgeons have just this one face, like this one picture on the wall, and that's, like, everyone's got to look like the whole fish face You know the fish lips thing with the cat face? Yeah, it's like, what is... Yeah, but they like, all look the same now.
The menu. Would you like fish lips?
Fish lips
with cat face?
Yeah, it's cat face. Or would you like cat face with Yeah, it's just weird with that whole thing. I don't get it, but I understand totally, like you're saying. If you need the surgery, like, there is plastic surgery that needs to be done for people that, you know, that they might have been through a fire or, you know, so stuff like that where it's restructuring the face, rebuilding the face. But when people are just doing it out of vanity, like, oh, I want my bum to look bigger.
But and fashion, it's out of fashion, and that's what's even more messed about it. But that's what's even more messed up about it, though, is that fashion is going to change, like, in 12 months' time.
Yeah.
In 5 years' time, what's fashion then? And people are, like, permanently altering their noses and things like this.
Well, look, okay, so last week we were talking about this, but think about the whole, you know, tattooing eyebrows, tattooing... lipstick.
There are some pretty outrageous ones.
Yeah, it's kind of like, what the hell's going on here? Like, why would you feel that? Like, no one's going to look at your eyebrows and go, oh, wow, they're amazing. They're going to go, right, they're not real. Oh, shit, they're tatted. Oh, right, does she know that? You know, that's all that. A prime example is Lil' Kim. She overdid the whole plastic surgery thing. She went a bit too far. She wasn't that bad looking to begin with, so no one really understands why she did it and why you now want people to mistake you for, like, people think she's from Thailand and
shit. One thing I will say about Lil' Kim, where I saw someone post, they were like, you better live your life to the fullest, because Lil' Kim in 40 years, she's been black, white, Asian. she's living her life fullest. So hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. What's the digital pub saying, though?
So you know how to go digital pub, like, you know what I mean? Have a day, just ask, like, some of the fellas, like, do you know what I mean? Facebook is what I'm talking about, if you don't know bitches and bitchheads. But some of my friends hit me back, and they did. It was funny to hear what some of them had to say. So shout out to James Cole. And as I said, the question is, what's the most outrageously fake thing you've ever come across or heard of? Right. He says, James Cole says, 2/3 of what comes out of Trump's mouth, according to John Oliver's fact checkers.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I mean,
to complete liberty. And this is just the first steps of dictatorship. That's how deep it is.
You reckon we're going there?
No, but I mean,
we're in America.
But we're part of the same world that he lives in.
True.
You know, we're all interconnected. I was listening to an interview with this expert on Hitler, who was, like, saying all the different things that Trump is doing at the moment are the same steps that Hitler took. Well, Hitler was an outsider who no one thought he was going to win an election, but he did, based on, like, building up a xenophobic rhetoric and bigotry and everything, and, you know, blaming foreigners for all the hardship that Germany was going through. And
The comparisons with Hitler, I think, is a bit extreme because of what Hitler did, you know?
No, but he's just saying this is how you begin to unravel a democracy. And so then the next stage is, like, breaking down faith in the credible media outlets. And so it's like all these different things where it's as though Trump has read the handbook, Mein Kampf, and he's
Mein Kampf, and I just need to go toilet now. Happy birthday to my wife. That's what, because you're like, what is he saying? You know, when you watch the video and he's screaming his head off, you're like, is he happy or is he sad? I can't work it out.
He doesn't know what he's trying.
Imagine
about.
He's just like, big shout out to my daughter. I told you I'd make it. Yeah, I want to thank my manager, but it's all like this. I go, and the vein all popping out and shit.
But it's not even beyond the realms of belief that he will just start sending, like, his own, you know, he will be on the podium, like,
big up, big up
to his people, kind of thing, isn't it?
What do you
imagine Trump?
That would be fucked up if Trump was that bad that we ended up bigging up Hitler for what he did. You know, like, where it's like, later, Trump fucked up, boy. Wow. But anyway, we move on from this digression.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sam Davis. He says, when I was 11 at middle school, my mum had no money to buy Nike or other brand tracksuit.
Okay.
So instead, she bought something by an unknown company called Axis, AXIS. I told everyone at school that it was French for Nike. Fake it till you make it.
Wow. That's brilliant.
God, DJ SD, man. That's a good one, boy.
I like that, SD.
That's the way to do it, though.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
He is creative with it. He's creative.
He said, I also used to frequent jumble sales with my mum and sister.
Yay.
She bought me a wool jumper, a woolly jumper, which again was unbranded. My brother had an old Lacoste jumper, so I cut off the logo and glued it onto the second-hand jumble cell jumper. Voila!
Yes!
Little kid in Lacoste jumper in the 80s.
I rate that.
See, if you're going to fake That's it till you props. Make it, you might as well do it like that. At least be creative with it, you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah, like create your own lane, man. That's yeah. what I was talking about with my niece the other day.
So he was Soulja Boy in before Soulja Boy, basically. That's pretty deep, in the 80s. Shout out to Mike Bandoni. He posted a video. I can't really, obviously, I'll send it to the crew. Maybe they can post it. But he says, well, other than Milli Vanilli fiasco, this incident involving a fake arm tops the pile. And basically what happens is, it's a guy with a prosthetic arm, mm-hmm. and he's showing it to somebody on, you know, on a TV show or whatever. He presses this and that, you know, some RoboCop shit where he's pressing these buttons. And then the arm just starts, like, doing the wank sort of movement. God. And, yeah, yes, it's quite a fail.
I think that would appeal to Paul Clark, locked into the show.
It was Paul Clark, say?
So Paul Clark is saying that... sorry, your question is, what's the fakest thing that you've ever encountered?
Yeah.
And Paul Clark says he had a girlfriend that once faked an almighty orgasm.
Wow. How did he know, though? How do you know when they're faking it? That's what I want to know. Get the gritty details and pass me a tissue, please. Now, how do you know when someone's faking it, though, an orgasm? That's what I want to know, because I think, do you know what I mean? It would be quite obvious. It was like, that ain't no real screaming. I remember you actually laughing like that yesterday, so please don't try and fake it till you make it with me, bitch. And by the way... Yeah, Paul, you got to let us know how the hell you knew.
Hit us up again. And, who else have you heard from at the Digital Pub?
So, there's a couple others as well that have really said some funny shit. Shout out to Adam Thomas. Sarah's going to love this. He said, Drake. Anyone that does any kind of feature with Drake, people who think Drake has any kind of musical talent, politics and religion. I just love how it was all...
Yeah, it melted. It all comes back together.
It was full stop after talent, and then he went politics and religion, but it all kind of, it gelled together.
It was convincing. I guess that kind of bugged me, the faking of, with the auto-tune. Like, just fall back and get someone to sing.
I don't, like...
Even the sound of it, it's like, the sound is not appealing.
Everyone sounds the same. Everyone sounds the same when they do it. It's similar. Well, look, I feel like... Auto-tune is the plastic surgery of singing, music.
Yeah,
because it's like everyone kind of sounds the same. And, you know, if you've got a good voice, no one else is going to have that voice. Only you. You're the only one who's going to have that voice. So really and truly, use that voice. If you want to learn how to sing, learn how to sing. Do not try and like, what's the word? You know, you're trying to hop, skip and jump to just doing auto-tune and... Then when it's live, have you ever seen that video with Kanye live where it just happened, you know, he was doing a tune, but then he got the news about Kardashian getting, you know, his missus getting, what happened to her? Whatever.
Yeah,
but yeah,
jacked.
Did she get jacked? Yeah, she got jacked or whatever from some booty meat, apparently. They say, I don't know if it's true or not, but apparently that whole thing about her getting robbed at the hotel was a lie, and it's to do with... The fact she just needed a couple of weeks off because she's taking some of the fake meat out of her booty.
So this is the latest conspiracy theory.
Yeah, this
the
is
fake
deep.
Meat out of booty.
Flat earth, flat booty.
Yeah.
So
you did the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, you just got you got to morph it all into one.
Everything's connected in this universe. We are all one.
Yeah. So it, you know, I don't know, man, but the auto tune thing is a bit scary because. I feel like now it's quite a normal thing. Like everybody,
I just can't wait for this trend to end. Same thing as how people had the 80s nose that went out of fashion. This is going to end at some point. It started with Cher and that song Believe, and now the legacy has been continued with Drake and others.
Well, look, someone said something really that made a lot of point. The best auto tune is the one that you don't notice. Originally, that's what it was for. It was just like if you got a little note wrong. You know, if you couldn't hit a certain note, then they'd auto-tune it real subtly so you don't hear the synthetic
That's
vibe that it gives
I'm
you.
I'm convinced, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-mm. And then...
But even still, I don't think I was listening to anyone who was using that technique.
Well, see, you don't know. That's the thing. People who were using it right, but then I think with Cher...
you can hear
they
it.
Must have... Nah, but that's what I'm saying. You don't... The way it's meant to be used, you're not meant to notice that it's there. But when with Cher, it was almost like a mistake. Oh, shit.
No, I'm just saying, like...
Well, you know, like they just slipped.
The cat walked on the keyboard. Go, and then they're like, hey, that gave me an idea.
Yeah. That sounds kind of cool, actually, because you can't hit that note, bitch. So... I didn't call Cher a bitch today on there. Sorry about that. That wasn't, this was in a hip hop term, like actually endearing. Like my mum's a really good bitch.
And can I just also quote Verb T, the wisdom of Verb T of the 4 Hours. Yeah. All women ain't bitches, all bitches ain't women. There's a lot of guys with a lot of bitch in them.
Yeah.
Okay. See you there. That's another flip on the concept. But hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. We've got so much coming up for you. We're going to have Doc Brown live in the studio. I want to hear more of these answers that you guys have come with to Mysak Hayes' investigation. What's the question again? Remind the people.
The question is, for all you mother lovers out there, what's the most outrageous fake thing you've ever come across or heard?
I cannot wait to hear. And right after this, we're going to be calling up a winner of last week's competition on the line. So keep it locked to Food Bar Radio right here.
Never tell you half the shit you need to know when you're young. When you learn the script, you find the show is already done. Stay working at the job, just trying to get that raise. Spend most of your days stressed, thinking about what he gets paid. I guess it goes both ways. When the poverty hits, we know there's people worse off, but it doesn't mean shit. With the 10 bank split in more ways than it should. Eating food that's always hooked, keep telling myself it's good. If only I could see the world with some new clarity. Every day like a birthday and change gradually. I guess the saddest has to be the haste days. Hazardous, keep thinking about tomorrow. While yesterday keeps on catching us and trapping us. And my advice is live what you're dreaming. Nothing's ever how it's seeming. One day you'll get the meaning. The limit ain't the ceiling. Push it to the outer region. Have to send a space probe to receive what I'm reading. Today, the first day of your life. So live it right. Who knows if the future's inside. Today could be a brand new beginning if you'd like. Only you can tell me if it's right. Today, the first day of your life, so live it right. Live it right. If the future's inside today, could be a brand new beginning if you'd like. Son, only you can tell me if it's right. The drug game left me so changed with the addict to blame. It's looking at me in the mirror, always down to complain. Never get that thrill again, now it's trying to go straight. The time it takes ain't worth more than the money it makes. Another mistake, a smudge on the tail of my fate. Fail to learn from this again, repeat and reshape. Really there is no escape, just shit we're running from. Happiness is all around, don't be blind when it comes. It's loud as war drums or early morning bird hums. Sports change the world, tip the globe as the shit spun. So when the new day comes, I'm gonna live it like my first. Live it like my last, like even before my birth. It's more than I can fathom, my reaction is I'm cursed. Know the laws of protection, gonna show you cause it works. Play the game and claim your turf. It's more than you deserve, there ain't much time on the surf. So understand what you're worth. Today, the first day of your life, so live it right. Who knows if the future's inside. Today, could be a brand new beginning if you'd like. Only you can tell me if it's right. Today, the first day of your life, so live it right. Who knows if the future's inside.
What up, people? It's Black Milk shouting out Sarah Love. Y'all checking out My Stiggy. Y'all know what it is. Detroit, what up? Peace.
I'm loving all these interpretations.
Yeah.
Food bar.
I can't be mad at it. Mike Diggy. My Stiggy.
My Sticky.
Someone icky, said
that
as icky. Well.
Ooh-wee. That last cut was Leaf Dog. It's brand new. The track's called Today. It's produced by him. It's from the second solo album, Dyslexic Disciple. And there's a limited edition 7-inch vinyl of one of the singles also. And the album is out in April on High Focus Records, and you never know, we might end up having some Leaf Dog on the show.
Leaf Diggy, he's got to come through, man.
Yeah, and a couple weeks ago we had Tone and Locksmith on the Tony D and Locksmith on the show, and we had a wicked chat with them, a dope cypher with them too, and we also had a competition giveaway where you could win your very own copy of their brand new album, which features one of my favourite rappers in the UK at the moment.
Who's that?
Dave Spade, mate. Love a bit of Dave.
Nice bit of Dave, do you know what I mean? Like, go damn well. Not TV station, by the way. So don't get it twisted. Not related, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
He likes some rice and peas, he does. He's not a racist.
Yeah,
he
I'm not a racist. Like, my missus goes out of coloured bloke, do you know what I mean? Like, trying to sort out me. I got this, like, birthmark all over me as well. Like, I don't know what it is. Yeah, like, I don't even want to talk about it right now. But, yeah, you can see me. I'm on the album, mate. You know what I mean? Tony Smith LP, like, they needed a Cockney mother lover on there, so I thought, fuck it, mate, do you know what I mean? I jumped in a Sherbet, got it down studio, you know what I mean? Laid a little verse, because, like, yeah, sometimes I don't mind doing it now and again, you know what I mean? Mrs. was like, fuck it, if you want to go there, then I sneaked off to the pub, had a couple of pints, and then went home, do you know what I mean? Like, it was a good day, it was a really good day.
It's the lifestyle.
Brilliant, right?
And on the line right now, I thought we'd do something a little different to what we normally do, because I love to hear from all of the listeners to the show, like when you hit us up at hiphop@foodbarradio.com, or maybe you tweet us. But this time, we have decided to call you and hear the voice of the listener to the show, DJ Jaffa. Are you there?
I am here.
Hey!
Oi, mate. How's it going, DJ Jaffa? You all right, mate?
I'm all right, man.
Right,
and DJ Jaffa is the winner, one of the winners.
Yeah,
there were three
winners.
I have to also send a shout out to James and Preston. I hope the right James and Preston gets that message.
Yeah.
And Ty from London.
Ty from London. All right, mate. How's it going?
But Jaffa, you won your very own Tone and Locksmith CD.
Yeah.
Are you feeling overjoyed with that?
Well, being as I never win anything, yeah.
Hey, you're a winner, bruv. We're sorry. Hey, Jaffa, I know you wanted vinyl. We do apologise for that, but, you know, it's still the Tone and Smith show.
And all good.
I'm sure you're using Serato anyway, so it feels the same thing. Yeah. It's all sort of the same shit, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no thing gonna change, you know what I'm saying? How are you, bruv, man?
I'm good. I'm keeping busy.
Yeah? What have you been up to?
Yeah.
Where?
DJing every weekend as usual, doing cuts with local artists on tracks, being a family man.
Right.
Where in the world are you, Jaffa?
I'm in Cardiff.
Hey!
Cardiff. I ain't even going to try to do the Cardiff accent, boy, because the amount of times I've been there, I still can't get the accent right, man.
Is yours a typical Cardiff accent, would you say?
Jaffa gets around, man. He ain't got...
Like, people said my accent sounds a bit sort of like Liverpool at certain times, and because I've lived in London, and I sort of started DJing when I used to hang around in Bristol, and then obviously Cardiff is living in Cardiff, so my accent's a bit messed up anyway.
After a couple pints, it turns into a Liverpudlian accent.
Yeah, that's
then,
it.
Yeah, I hear that.
Teach me how to speak Cardiff.
How to speak Cardiff?
Give me something that's going to give me cred on the streets of Cardiff.
It's more so just like the Cardiff.
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 It's not Cardiff.
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 It sounds like Boston. Get in the car.
Cardiff.
Fucking the Cardiff.
Some people say it's
half
a friend
half.
Of mine. He was a rapper, and some people said he used to rap an American accent. He was like, "No, that's straight up Cardiff."
That's hilarious.
So our producer Abby, who's also representing the people of Wales, is she's saying half and half.
Half
and half. That's the one. Yeah,
half and half.
Half and half.
Chippy Lane.
Yeah, and car park. Was that good?
Car park.
That's it. It's all about the Yeah, that's it.
I'm going to work on it for you for between now and next week. But it's so lovely to hear the voice of one of our listeners.
Winners.
And congratulations for winning the CD.
Thank you very much.
Well done. I hope you enjoy it, bruv, man. There's a guy on there called David Spade you might be into, because you know what I mean? Like, he does it. If you've got any beats, like, do you know what I mean? Send it in the Sherbet down the road. Like, I'll be down past the Old Kent Road, you know, when you get to the roundabout, take second left. And
that's
just
it.
Cross.
Meet up for a couple of pints.
Yeah, there's a local there from Zebra Crossing, mate. All right.
Yeah. But and we have an investigation this week from Mysak Hayes. He's been asking a deep and meaningful question.
Yes. Yeah. Jaffa, you, I know you can answer this one. So listen, what's the most outrageously fake thing you've ever come across or heard of?
Right. Years ago, I used to hang around this guy, and he used to come out with the most incredible lies. It was just fake, all of his, all the stuff he just come out with. And one of them he came out with was when he was in school and started DJing young, a car pulled up outside, and it was LL Cool J and Roxanne Shanté come to pick him up because they heard that there was this amazing DJ from Cardiff and they wanted to take him on tour. And he was adamant it was true. He was just like, wow. no, it's true. And me and my friend were just rolling, like, no.
That's hilarious, man.
That's brilliant. That is hilarious. Bless this dude. Where's this guy now?
I haven't seen him in years.
No, he disappeared.
He's on tour with LL Cool J.
He disappeared with the rumors, boy. He's like, yeah.
Especially now
with social media, man. You can fake it as much as you want, but people will find out because we'll be like,
yeah, we could do that.
Well, that's it.
Yeah. You know when you try, you like. It's funny. I see a lot of people now, like, you know, they're like, you might be, someone's calling them or whatever, you know, and there's loads of missed calls. And then the person they've been calling is online, tweeted or Facebooking or whatever. And then the person, that shit cracks me up, man. Like, no, you can't.
So you message them on Facebook and then their picture comes down to us seeing the message. Yeah. Like, oh, didn't see it, mate.
Social media science.
It's so funny, man.
But thank you so much for talking to us today. We hope you're enjoying
your problem.
And thank you so much. So
yes,
would
man.
It be Jaffa? In how would you say it, Jaffa in Cardiff?
Jaffa.
I do.
Jaffa the Gaffer, that's the one.
Yeah, mate, fucking gaffers around here, mate. You know what I mean? If you ever want to come down to East London, mate, make sure you meet the Gaffer as well. And if you've got any problems, we go to the complaints department. You know what I mean? Right.
That's it.
Cracked knuckles. It. I can't crack my knuckles because of arthritis. But
you have a wonderful rest of your day, Jaff, and enjoy your CD.
And you.
Yes, man. CD is on the way,
tuning in the rest of the show.
Nice one. And up next, we are going to be speaking to the one and only Doc Brown. And this next track is just for you, Mice. After last week, you
for
did
me?
Get.
For you. For moi. I'm going to cry.
Pour moi.
Yeah. I'm just a kid from Detroit who starts scribbling. I saw was the draw of living lawless. Nothing was flawless. The kid pumping rawest, slanging his harvest. You be 14 in August with whiskers like a walrus. I observe as a youth, the restless investors is bulletproof. From drama on the streets to problems under my roof. The city ain't been the same since the block got scorched from all the riots. They say they used to sleep on their porch. At least that's what I heard. Eavesdropping on card games, sneaking to sip Miller in the era of thriller. You feel the chill up your body. How mommy tells you to get down from shots busting out the window of a Monte Carlo. They found Marlo lying dead with his Marlboro. Half lit by some halfwit who lost his marbles. It wasn't retaliation. Some fiends in the alley chasing his first high. First by what he saw, and now he basing. I'm just giving you my views. That made me confused, like seeing bones with no shoes. Who's begging to buy booze? My cousin abused drugs. Grandma blew trues. Was too young to know greens can take away your blues. Or the crack, or the liquor from the lack, or the figures of being stacked. Niggas black from the back, or the trigger. They might point it at themselves when living on 12. Dreaming to get rich, scheming while demons move stealth. Think about what they drove and the way they were clothed. Have your family ever had to heat your house with the stove, refrigerator on E, your kitchen full of mouse traps, eating ramen noodles to someone in your house snaps. You would sneak off the block and get your mouth slapped, probably in front of your friends. Your mama plans undoubtedly was trying to get you out of harm's way when they set off fire alarms and firearms break on 12th Street.
first here last week. I played it this week again because Mice did ask for the reload.
Reload, you know what I mean? I was trying to get that reload, but Sarah ain't really, you know, you're not working.
Well, you
with
know,
me.
It was just like Rock Marciano was on the line, so we kind of had to get to the
just
punch,
a little humble you know? Brag there, you know.
So listen back.
So who
to
is that.
That
tune? Doc wants to find out who it was.
That's
so
some Will Sessions. It's called Knowledge of Twelfth, featuring Elzai on that cut, and they're the Detroit group, the live act where they did that project with Elzai a couple years ago called Elmatic. Remember when Elzai did that remake of Elmatic?
And what, is Will Sessions a rapper?
No, it's a producer. It's a drum. It's a band, isn't
Can
it?
Can I just say, Doc, seeing as you and I did used to do a show here together, you should know the rules about saying on mic.
Oh, yeah. No, I've never really known that. I was the most unprofessional presenter ever at FUBAR, I reckon.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I reckon so. I was always late. I was always drunk. It's a bad combination.
You're a drinker, Doc. You're a drinker, yeah?
Yeah, I've always been a drinker, man.
No, but like a drink. When you're talking about daytime drinking, I didn't know you
was... I'm from Kilburn, man.
Like, yeah, that's true. Can't help it, you know what I mean? I shower in the fucking... shower in it, then drink it.
March is St. Patrick's month.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's mad Irish. But it's ironic that you were asking about... whether it was something to do with Nas, because
I thought Will I heard Sessions. Nas when I walked in, that's why. But obviously it was just
Elzai summoning the spirit
sultry
of Nas.
Tones.
Yeah. But no, Will Sessions, they're a group, they're like a funk band.
Okay.
But then they've done this, they've got a new project that's on the way, but that's they did that all the music behind the Elmatic mixtape with Elzai. So yes, you're tuning into FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love.
That's right, mother lovers, and myself, Mice Diggy, and we are joined by one and only Doc Breezy. Doc Breezy, yeah. No?
What is going on?
The poisonous, one of the original poisonous poets, by the way.
Well, one of the two founders, really, is me and Reville. And then we went to a cypher on Clapham Common. Shorty Blitz was down there and he brought like a bunch of MCs together. See? And it was all just sitting on a bandstand. And there was this one MC on the sitting on this bandstand who was the one whose feet wouldn't touch the ground because he was just too little.
Dangling feet, we know who it is already,
that was,
man.
That was Tony D.
He came in here and his feet were dangling.
The non aging, foot dangling Tony D.
Gangster rapper.
And that was the little sort of.
Link up.
Yeah. Therapist was always there, though. Therapist was always there because he was bridging with Revs and like he was just always around, but Ferro was just never really on it too tough. We just sort of like every time you heard Therapist on anything, it's because we like you beating him into submission.
I know that a couple of MCs like that.
That prayer is like he's the most frustrating person in rap because, first of all, he doesn't consider
about
him,
that.
Well, to me, because first of all, he doesn't consider himself to be anything like he doesn't consider himself a rapper or anything like that. He's got no desire to be a part of it, but the reason I say that is because Ferrer, like, he introduced me to grime before it was even called grime. Do you know what I mean?
Was it called Forward or something?
Yeah, bruv. And he showed me, like, he introduced me to people like Crazy Titch and Dirty Dugs when he was Dugs before Goods, you know, Dizzy. All these people, like, who ended up, in a way, being, like, legendary guys. Yeah, and then part of a genre that wasn't even named at the time. Ferrer was the go-between for me with that. Ferrer taught me how to rap, like, double time.
He was from East, didn't he? He's from East. And that's where, it was all culminating over there.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's mad.
That's mad. But, is Ferrer coming back then? What's going on?
Ferrer's never coming back.
Nah?
Nah.
Even if you not drag him in.
Never say never to me, Doc.
No, listen. I can't tell you how we've begged. Like, there's only so much begging you can do. Like, he's done.
Aww. He's done. What do you think that's
we
about?
We tried to do a little, like, one-off poisonous show last summer and just get everyone together, and Ferrer wasn't on it and Loki wasn't on it, and it just sort of dissipated. And then again, when I was recording my album, my comeback album, he wasn't on it at all.
To get him on the... Because you got a Poisonous Poets track, so he's not on it.
Yeah, he's not
Fuck,
on it.
Fuck, man.
Yeah. And I tried so hard. He's not interested.
Why do you reckon he's not interested? What do you think that's about? Is it just like...
You know what? It's not even a rap thing. It's just... It's not part of his life. Like, it's... You know, for some of us, it's like, we live this. Mm. Like... Look at me, like you don't even understand the pay cut I'm taking to come back to rap. Like, I can't help it because it's a part of me.
It's not about the money either, is it? It's about the culture.
With,
and
with Ferris, like, he doesn't have that relationship with it, like we've got. So even though you're there saying to his face, bruv, you're one of the dopest I've ever heard, it doesn't,
it's not pushing,
it doesn't have that same effect on him. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Just doesn't.
That's sad,
which
man.
Which is a shame. With Kizzy, it's different.
I keep seeing those rumors, though, that there's a Poisonous Poets reunion.
It could definitely happen. Like that, I'm not going to rule out.
Reunion.
I suppose.
Oh, laugh. Lizzie's laughing at my dyslexia.
Reusinization.
Link up. On road, link up. Like, that makes sense. Road science, that shit makes sense. Everybody would understand. But first of all, Doc, so you started rapping.
Yes.
Then you went into the comedy.
Yes.
And then now you're coming back to rap, or are you doing both? What's going on?
I'm not gonna leave anything alone. I mean, I've grown to love stand up comedy. I've grown to love working in comedy, and that's that. You know, that's my living. Rap still coming back to it. I'm like, oh yeah, this is why this is not my living, because it's just so hard to make a living through rap and through the kind of rap that I want to do. You know, like I want to be me, and it's maybe an acquired taste. I don't know. Do you know what I mean? But I know I'm not doing what's gonna be like number 1, 2, 4, 7, 8, 9.
Like, you're not trying
11,
to make pop
12,
music.
18 and 19 of the top 20. I'm just not gonna be able to do that. You know, I'm just gonna make my music. So I understand that it's something a little bit left field. But no, I wouldn't leave anything alone. I think the weirdest thing for me coming back is, like, you know, this show, I don't have to explain anything, but 9 out of 10 shows that I'm on, mainstream shows, are like, so, like, you're an actor comedian, now you want to rap.
And oh, I'm
like,
wow,
not really, bruv. Like,
that's interesting.
That's what I was born doing. Like, I'm, you know, for me, it's like an itch that needed scratching, you know?
Yeah.
It's something I'm always like itching to do, because anybody who knows me from before the comedy has come see the comedy and go, yeah, it's dope. Like, it's dope. But, like, they want to, it takes every bone in their body not to jump up during a show and go, this is like ABC, Doc. This is like Sesame Street, Doc. You don't understand. Like, my man can spit. So it's like, it's a weird thing for me, because I had to simplify what I was doing for comedy for it to be funny to people who I had to assume
didn't.
Not only didn't know about rap, but maybe even actively disliked rap. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? So I had to create 20 minutes of comedy that would be palatable for people who maybe hate rap.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But still try and do it in a way that wouldn't make me feel like a complete, like, outcast or a sellout from the world that I came from. So I wanted it to still be skillful. I wanted to show rap people and hip hop people that, like, what I was doing was an example of just how flexible hip hop can be as a culture, like how much you can do with it. It's like limitless. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you can
see
that from Hamilton. You can see it from, you know, like, Don't Flop. You can see in so many ways, you can see how far and wide this culture can stretch, and how many people it can reach. Even those people who, you know, when they wake up in the morning and say, yeah, I hate rap, like, I don't want any parts of rap. But do you? You're not sure, because you haven't seen everything that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people who are born out of hip hop, it's amazing how far we can go with it and how much we can mold it into other things. So that was kind of my approach to the comedy. But obviously, I've made my name in that in a way that I never did in rap. So now it's a difficult thing for a lot of people to put together that I'm coming back.
So you're finding yourself having to explain a lot.
Yeah.
Or like, people on our side, like, yeah, I still had it in me, you know, I don't want to leave it. But then on that side, it's like, yo, I used to do this before all of this shit.
Yeah, exactly. I did it when, you know, there was no reason to do it other than I just felt the need to do it. Like, you know, I just lived it. Every day I used to just think, right, there's got to be something rap related that I'm doing today. That was my life, like, whatever it was. So, you know, aww, I used to make my living as a youth worker. That was my thing. But I always, like, tried to tie it in. We'd have, like, little lyric writing workshops or whatnot, or we'd just have rap playing in the background. Then I'd always make sure I had a cypher set up for the end of the day where we freestyle, you know, whatever it would be. I always had that built into my life. And it was only when I moved out of that world and started working for the BBC, which eventually led into working in comedy full time, that, you know, suddenly I wasn't always rapping every day. And I don't think I ever really, really was fully satisfied by that. It's always bugged me a little bit.
What, like,
I haven't done anything hip hop related this week.
Serious?
That's mad. Like, whereas it used to be, if I hadn't done it in one day, it'd be like, no, that's not good enough. I need to go to a cypher, I need to go to a night, I need to see what's going on, I need to be involved in some way. Whereas once I got into television and into show business and then the mainstream, it was like, rare, like, I haven't really done anything hip hop related for time. I ain't even listened to rap, you know what I mean? And that was just like, after a while, it got to me a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like the show I used to have on FUBAR with Sarah, you know, it wasn't even really a hip hop show. Like,
I didn't even know that.
Do you know what I mean? That's like, rap, there's like two people on this show who are like fully hip hop, and it's not even really a hip hop show, you know?
Hence.
And then that's why, like, the show didn't really look, because I think we're just pulling in different directions. Do you know what I mean? But like that, it's the nature, I think, partly of getting older and having to pay the bills, and you question these things a lot more, like the things you did in your youth, because then people are like, well, you can't really be doing that as a career, and you sort of start to believe it.
But actually, everything that I've made a living off of.
In the past 10 years, the energy of it comes exclusively from one place. So for me, it's like, it's a no-brainer to turn around and put pen to paper again and see if I still got these bars, and I think I have.
But the thing is, you've always, in between all of that, you've always been, right, like, I remember that show, because the first time I came here was actually you guys' show. And the only reason is because I sent Sarah some music, because I saw her tweeting Homeboy Sandman. And I was like, oh shit, he's on my album. I didn't know you had a radio show. And then when I came here, and then we were just chatting. And I was like, wait, you lot ain't playing no music.
Yeah,
this is just a talk show.
Any rap, like.
Yeah. and that kind of. But I remember even then you were doing this thing where you'd write a verse.
Yeah,
through
I still
the,
did a rap.
So you were still writing. Like, you were still keeping your sword sharp.
Yeah,
but you felt like.
I feel empty without it, you know? I feel empty without it.
But what
life.
You're saying is you felt like it wasn't the same thing as, like, now
no.
I want to write a tune, I want to make an album.
No. Because, you know, sometimes you want to express yourself in different ways, you know? Whether that's more serious or more heartfelt or more personal or more abstract. Like, in stand-up or when you're writing for TV, you can get certain elements of that kind of thing in. But when you're writing a song, and I mean any genre of music now, you can be as abstract as you like. You could be speaking in the third person, the first person, you know. And you don't have to explain anything. You don't have to explain why you said something. It just needs to sound good, you know? And I love that about music, about serious music. I love that. I love that you don't have to explain yourself, you know?
But even not serious music, because I just think ultimately music is just arranging sounds in a creative way using rhythm and tempo and, you know, tone and all these kind of things. So it doesn't matter how foolish it is. It's just how well you execute it.
Well,
kind of
very
thing.
Much so.
Because
you know?
There's certain music that isn't deep. It's
oh,
not
yeah,
like,
no question. There's music that I love that I don't know why I like it.
I got Balls in Atlanta. Did you say Balls? Or no, it's Broads.
Broads,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I'm
think
still
it's
trying
broads.
To work out the lyrics on that one. But
credit cards in the
when you
scammers.
Get drunk enough, that shit sounds banging.
Oh my God.
No, but what's more banging than that is like, move, bitch,
get
out of
the way. Yeah, that's true.
That's banging.
He's here on Saturday.
He is
Who
here. And I was actually going to shout him out as one of the our parties that we shout out every week that you need to hit up. He is performing at Hammersmith Apollo. That's Jeez. Saturday the 25th of March. Yeah, that is going to be huge. But Doc, how did the whole break, where was your break into the comedy scene? Like, how did that happen? Was it kind of like, I was walking down the street and I bumped into this dude and then we got into an argument, he punched me and then like
yeah,
funny.
How did you make that transition?
It's mad, man. Like, I you know, I mean, you guys remember Deal Real and stuff, you know, like, I was sort of the energy behind that night, and I lived for it in a lot of ways because, like I say, you know, I used to really search for ways of being, like, involved. All involved in hip hop, like just doing something like pure every day. And Deal Real was the big one on Fridays. I used to look forward to it. I used to finish at the youth club.
This is the second incarnation of Deal Real and Carnaby Street.
Oh, yes, yeah, sorry. Not, this is not the original Deal Real. Yeah. For those that,
it's
that.
All love.
For
it's
those that
love.
Are as pedantic the as other, Sarah
other
Love. Meat.
This is the other, other meat.
This is the secondary.
As dude would say. Anyway, carry on.
Anywho.
I'm being silly.
Anywho.
I used to finish up at this youth club in South Kilburn, and then I'd get on the Bakerloo line to Oxford Circus, go down to the second Deal Reel, and we used to have these open mics every week, and you know, it was off the energy off of those, off the back of those, that I met Mark Ronson there, and then I ended up touring with him as his MC for a couple years. And that whole period, I was trying to get my music off. You know, I put out my album, I put out my second mixtape, and, you know, I was doing a few little PAs here and there, but I was really frustrating. I just wasn't making enough to live off, and it was bugging me. And then I think, you know, my daughter was born New Year's Eve 2005. And,
oh my gosh, I didn't realize she's that grown.
Yeah, man, start secondary school this year.
Goodness me.
And, you know, the money pressures, it was just got heightened and heightened and heightened. And then Ronson let me go, and that was like one big income gone. And I was a little bit like, this is just, you know, I love doing this, but like, there's no peas, man. Like, I need these peas. So I decided to like start looking for like a proper grown up job.
Wow.
And the one I applied for was, Kick It Out. It's like an anti-racism charity that works within professional football, and I love football, and I love anti-racism. So I just thought, this is something.
I love racism.
And it was a
man, racism is so good, man. Sometimes you could just look at a black person and say, "Nigga!"
And I thought, you know,
then turn around to a white motherfucker and say, "Fuck you, cokehead."
And I thought, you know, the job was as a spokesman. And I thought, you know what, like, I could mature into this. You know, there's still an element of performance, you know. And I thought, this could be my job. And before I even went for the interview, this guy that I knew from when One Extra was starting out, and he was doing some producing some shows on One Extra, he'd gone on to work for Radio 1, and then was now working at this stage, this is like 07, was working at Radio 4, and he was producing comedy shows now. And he called me up and he was like, "I'm producing this show for Lenny Henry. It's like an all black cast, and I've been working on the script, but I'm like a bit paro." He's a white guy. He was like, "I'm a bit paro about some of the language, and I just feel like you could really help out with some of the colloquialisms."
If we say you wrote it,
he was basically, he was basically drawing for his black friend. Yeah, and I was like, "Well, I'm not really a writer." And he goes, "No, but you are. You know, you write all these raps and blah blah blah." And big up to him, man, because he properly saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. Yeah. And he brought me to the Beeb. He paid me £200 to like go through the script, and I was literally just going through it and just going, "I think it'd be funnier if you said this," or "I don't think that's that funny," just like anybody would. I'm not a comedy expert or anything at the time. Just like literally, like, "It'd be funny if you say this, it'd be funny if you did this, or take that out." And that was it. And I got my £200 and I just went back to my life. And then I got another call and they were like, "Oh, Lenny Henry wants to meet you." Mm-mm. I was like, "Right, okay." So I went and met him,
you
and
know,
he was
Lenny Henry also has gassed. Some UK hip hop links too.
He does, yeah.
I won't be airing
he
that
was
person
gassed.
Out right now, but
he
yeah.
was gassed at meeting me because he was like, "Oh, there's no black Murphy. Writers at the BBC." Mm. And I was like, "Well, I'm not a writer at the BBC." And he was like, "Well, you worked on this script." Mm-hmm. And he was like, I talked to the producers. "We want to get you on board as a script consultant for the whole series." So I ended up working the whole series, and then Lenny started giving me little talking roles in it.
Wow.
And next thing I knew, I was up on stage when we were recording the shows, getting laughs for these lines. And that led to another job, and then another job. And before I knew it, I'd worked like 3 or 4 comedy shows for the BBC writing jokes. And then this producer that I worked with found out that I used to be a rapper, and he was like, "I don't understand."
Secret.
Yeah, he was like, "I don't understand." Like, so you as a performer, now you're a writer. You can write gags, but you can also write songs and perform. He was like, "Why don't you do stand up? Like, why don't you perform like funny songs or something like that. And I was like, well, I'm not a joke out here. Like, I'm a serious guy.
That's the thing. Yeah, because no one really knew you for funny raps as well. So that's like, why for us, like, not, it was like,
not,
oh shit,
it's not for me. It's not for me. And he was like, well, come down to this night I organise. It's like a private night. It's only BBC people there, so you don't have to worry. And just, you know, try and come up with some stuff. And I went down there. I didn't really know what to do. And I was like, well, I don't know what you want me to do. And he was like, well, you know, I was hoping you'd write some jokes. And I was like, oh, I haven't really written nothing. And he goes, well, then, I don't know, freestyle it, tell your story. And I was like, okay. And I went up and I told my story of, like, working at, yeah, and then going, like, suddenly working at Radio 4. And, you know, no laughs at all. But, I had nothing to compare it to. I didn't watch stand-up. I wasn't interested in stand-up. I came off stage and he was like, yeah, you know what? If that was a talk, it would have been wicked, but...
It wasn't funny.
We need, like, some... He's like, come back.
We need some...
Come back to the next one and prepare some jokes.
So put on some clown shoes.
That's what I did. I prepared some jokes. I came back and it was all right. But again, I sort of just, like, ran out of things to say and... But this time I knew, like, they wanted laughs, so I was a bit like, okay, what can I do? So I just thought the baitest thing that I could do that I learned from rap that I thought would impress this particular audience. So I just started asking people for, like, their names or places they were from or what's in their pocket or, like, random words. And I just did a freestyle with all of those words in it,
and they were like,
which
oh
in rap
God.
Is like the baitest thing ever, yeah, but yeah, like yeah. in that world it was like the oh second God, coming of amazing. Jesus, how do you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And I came off stage and the guys who ran the venue were like, oh, that improv thing you did at the end, we do an improv night here once a month, like, wow, we give you 50 quid, like, come down, do that again. And that's how it started, man.
That's
like,
the power of hip hop. Listen to that. That's so crazy.
Skills from, cultivated in hip hop. But you see, we also want people to remember that you have got bars, fam.
Yeah, you know.
Which is leading now to you've got this new album.
Yeah, and I never thought I would have the time or see the day. Like, I'd totally given up. Because the craziest thing is when I first got that job at the BBC, I was actually writing and recording, like, a farewell album. I decided, like, I'm absolutely done with rap. But at the same time, I had these songs and I was working on them and they were pretty cool. And I was, you know, I was working with Mark Ronson, so I had access to all these amazing musicians. So I made an album. It was called Another Way, and it was all just live instrumentation. Yeah. Really different.
What was the name of his band again? I remember because
they didn't really have a name as such. They were called the Business International.
Yeah, that was it. The Business International, and they were like understudies of the Dap Kings, innit?
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So they were tight. They learned how to
amazing,
be tight.
They were amazing, man.
Yeah.
And I had like the horn section, Haggis Horns. Shout out all of them, Malk Strachan, and all of them. They played on it and. You know, I had just all these dope singers and musicians, and I was really proud of it, but I just totally lost focus. Like, I was making songs and then thinking, I don't even know how to get this out. I can't get a label deal. I've got no money. So I just completely shelved it. And then comedy came along right in that moment. So I never returned to it.
Carried you away.
But it's always bugged me. And I haven't gone back and pulled out those songs. I've written completely new songs.
Mm-hmm. Today, are you going to perform something for us?
I'm going to perform one of the songs. So the first song that I'm releasing off of it is called Corruptible. I'm going to perform that live for you guys.
Yeah. Are you ready to get into that right now?
Whenever you want.
Okay. What's the name of the album, first of all?
The album's called Stemma. I think it's going to be either late May or early June. I haven't decided yet, but the album is done. I'm going to put out a little underground single that's going to be the Poisonous Reunion. I'm going to chuck that out in a couple weeks.
So you putting it out yourself or?
I'm putting it out myself, man. I've got like a distribution company alongside, but... You know, I spoke to some labels. I don't want to gas any. I don't want to air anybody out on the radio. But suffice to say,
you can say what the fuck you want here. This
I know,
is FUBAR
I know,
radio,
you can. I know it's FUBAR, but I don't want to say any names. But suffice to say, I met with four labels that you'll know the names of all of them.
Who?
I'm sure I know the people that you met with.
A couple of them very, very big. And
and
the first one I went to.
Mm-hmm.
Which had an individual there who I know, you know, on a personal level.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I had a ticket in and I was very excited. And they listened to four tracks from the album and they were like, rah, like, you still got it, man. This shit is dope. Like, right, it's like dope. And I was like, gassed. And they were like, yeah, this is sick, man. So what we could do, like, just get, you know, just we'll keep the acapellas or you can re-record. We'll get rid of that production. We'll get it on some, like, modern sounding production. And they were like, we got access to and again, I'm not going to say the names, but a couple of major rappers. And they were like, you know, we'll get him on it. Mm. And I was like, bruv, like, these are the songs. These are the songs.
And this is why everything sounds the same in the charts.
I can't jump on a tune with this 18-year-old you're talking about. Like, bruv, I'm pushing 40. Do you know how embarrassing that's going to look? Me jumping around trying to look like this guy. Like, I'm not going to win over his audience. And my audience is going to go, oh, Doc's back. And then they're going to see this and they're going to go,
Doc sold it. Yeah.
Is this what he's trying to do?
I'd end up between two stools, mice.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? I'd be between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, it's awkward, man.
Just like, rah, is that really what you think I'm doing it for? Like, I'm doing it because I want to do it. Like, I don't give a shit about, like, what's hot. And I don't care. Like, I don't care. I'm making music for me.
But the truth is, that is what most people are doing it for, so it's a reasonable assumption for this person at the label, because everyone they're interacting with, that is exactly what they just want to get on.
Totally.
And so they're completely happy to rap over whatever the direction is, whatever direction they're pushed in.
I wasn't angry at them, I was just disappointed. I'm not really about that,
but the thing is, it's because of what you do and where you are automatically, and you know, these people aren't that clued up, they haven't come from the same place, so to them they just think, boy, all right, we'll put them two together,
that tune, and we'll take, you know, all of his fans,
because he just got a number 10 and it's corny, so, but unfortunately it's good that you're able. The beautiful thing about this is that you've done this within the 10 years, and now you can put out your own music the way you want it to sound,
exactly
how you, and put it out to the people.
And I'm
you
in
want.
A position to say no and control everything. And it's just like, the music that you hear from me, the new music when the album drops, if people don't like it, I just have to take that on the chin. But there's literally, this time around, there's nobody to blame. There's nobody to, it was mishandled, it should have come out like this. No, like, everything you hear and see from me, I controlled it. I made it happen. So if you don't like it, you can blame me. And I'm totally cool with that.
Hashtag blame Doc. Let's get into this live performance.
Get your headphones on, because I'm going to hit you with your instrumental. So cool, you're going to perform for us your track, Corruptible,
right?
Yes,
it's Corruptible, man.
Okay, this is FUBAR Radio. We've got Doc Brown in the studio. Oh, man, can he wait for this?
Oh, jeez. Shout out FUBAR, man. It's nice to be back. I've never been on this side of the table. Oh, that's all good. Shout out Sarah Love.
Who produced Maestro. This?
This is produced by a guy called Cause.
It's Maestro, Alex by Hayes. The way, but I won't hold that too.
Sorry, man. You know me.
That's how much history is in this room right now.
No one knows what I do, so it's all right.
My Stiggy. Check it. Hey, go away. We run. Wow. Free. And we can't ever change. We can't be contained. Part of us say there's a chance to behave that we can't ever take. Asking in vain. Spark to the vein. Spark to the grain. No hard like we're hardly to blame. Like stalkers dance in the rain. And we don't give up. Whoa. Whatever you wanna do, wherever you wanna go. You know me, I can't say no. You plus me plus them team. And anyone who wanna come and let off steam. Feel that. Going home early. Kill that. Gas that dude. That's that crew on the night that you get flashbacks to, like, wait with a shrug. Basically, bruv, no break till we're done. And we can't stop now. Gonna rock out till we drop down. Spider a slap to the palm on it. Chick with a tax on her arm on it. Sprinkling chap with a charm on it. Try not to do nothing dumb, but can't promise. Sundown, sun up, come down, come up. Pipe hyper with a minor, what's up? We can get with this or that. It's a toss up. Might hear sirens, watch for the rosers. I'm on the kind of conga line, so get in and follow. We could do it all now and regret it tomorrow. Tonight, collectively, we're gonna act the utter fool. I'm so corruptible. All these things and whatever we do tonight, it's nothing new. All these things, you can wonder if you were right. I'm coming up with you. All these things, who would've knew when we drew the line? What? Such a fool. Raise your hands.
I can't do this shit sitting down, man.
Raise your hands. Stand up.
Raise
stand
your
up.
Hands. What?
Lighting it up. Fire in your pocket, only a fiver in your pocket. Tonight find a different kind of profit. Watch it, man, you don't fall behind the beat when I drop it. You can't lose, man. When you're going out without anything. When you're going out without nothing in your hand. Go with the flow even when the flow is a sham. So simple when you don't give a damn. Got a long list.
list of all the dumb shit I did that I'll probably do again in a bit. Oh, I got that glint, man, I got that glint. All I ever need is a nod and a wink and a cold drink, bruv, I'm gone in a blink. Kinda like a junkie right on the blink, but you never gave a monkey's what you might think. Save the embarrassment for after, for the next few hours, let's make disaster. I'm like Alice with a bottle, Mar, drink me, eat me, trust me, taste me, tease me, take it easy, wavy, sleazy, play me, treat me crazy, deeply take me with you. Maybe a little sinning just to get us in the mood. I mean, every minute don't limit what we do. I wonder if I ever really did grow up at all. Oh, corruptible. All these things, and whatever we do tonight,
sing it, Doc.
It's nothing new. Oh. All these things, you can wonder if you were right. I'm coming up with you. All these things, who would've knew when we drew the line? What? Such a fool. Raise your hands, someone. Raise your hands, someone. Raise your hands, if you're corruptible.
All right,
cool.
Check this.
Friends, if I jump off a Waterloo Bridge, man, I walk on the Thames. Trust. Eat my dust. If I keep my heels up, I could outrun a bus. Fast. All I gotta do is ask and shatter a little glass. And to Ross, we can ride first class. Fun. I'm too old to die young. Come run with a blind man. I am done.
Doc Breezy.
I'm feeling mad nostalgic right now.
Yeah.
The amount of history that's in this room, like, we've known each other, but, like, what, about 15 years
about
at least.
About 35, 45 minutes.
No longer than
easily
that, 17
years.
Something
like that.
Yeah,
and so from the evolution from these days, from being in the grimy hip-hop clubs in London, ripping up open mics to Doc Brown coming through and performing for us, your new album.
The game don't change.
I gotta apologize for all the fluffs on that tune, man.
That's all
we
good,
don't
bruv,
care.
Man. We know
shit
what
happens.
Table,
that's live radio, I suppose.
We ain't no thing.
I think the
in,
first
baby.
Thing is never rap sitting down. That's just not natural. You should always rap standing
that's
up.
That's the Tony D vibe because he likes to kick his legs like
oh, yeah,
a toddler.
Like swinging around.
I always find that it's in the daytime. Like you
rapping in the daytime is not natural.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it? Rapping in the daytime is always kind of weird. In the morning when they're like, "Yeah, we got studio at 10 o'clock," you're like, "I don't know." Still got the morning voice. Sleep in my eye. Still taste toothpaste. It's a bit weird rapping when you can still taste toothpaste.
Yeah,
but anyway,
I feel that.
Doc, so when is that album dropping? Have you worked out a date yet?
I think it's going to be late May, early June. I don't have a date yet, but you know, Corruptible, the singles just come out. March 10th it came out, and it's doing bits. And you know, like I'm going to get on the road this week.
Yeah,
Bristol, we're going to start on the 22nd, that's this Wednesday. And
you're
then,
in Manchester 23rd, yeah, Liverpool, man. 24th, Leeds 26th,
mm-hmm.
Birmingham 27th, mm-hmm. London
28th. XOYO, that's going
to
be dope, man.
So
Nottingham on
the 30th,
and Brighton on the 1st of
mate,
April.
I can't wait. I can't wait to just get back out there and not have the pressure of being funny. I mean, there will be funny moments, I'm sure, because, you know, it's the nature of the beast. Like, I'm going to enjoy myself. And I'm going to talk to the audience, but it's not going to be like a flipping stand up set. Do you know what I mean? It's going to be music, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be good music and, you know, so a couple special guests, and we're going to have a good time, man. We're going to have a good time. I just can't wait to get back out there because it's been a decade. It's been a decade, man.
That's incredible.
10 years.
I'm so happy for you, Doc, though. But
thank
I'm so
you.
Proud of you as well for taking the leap. Because some people,
yes,
you know,
man,
it's easy to get
proud.
Comfortable in a lane that's ticking over nicely, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so I'm so happy for you that it's like you listen to your heart and you've reached out to it, kind of thing, to follow what you're having the courage to be true to yourself.
Well, thank you very much. And you know, I don't apply that sort of integrity to myself. I just sort of think about
what
I I just think about like what I want to do and what I will enjoy, you know. And when you go up, you know, you get invited to come do Mock the Week, and they give you like a list of jokes, and they're like, "Which ones do you want to pick?" You just like,
"What?"
I'm
so
good.
They tell
I'm
you the
good,
jokes.
Bruv.
They tell
good.
You the jokes that you have to say.
I don't know if that's
week.
An exclusive or what, man. But like, that's
wow.
why you never see me on that shit because I'm just like. I'm from hip hop, man. If you didn't write it yourself, like, man's not really, like, really feeling you
you're
in the same way.
Yourself.
Like,
on that
you know
note,
what I mean?
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming through to the show, Doc. And yeah, make sure you go out and support Doc at one of these live shows in the town near
Thank you.
You. Are you going to hang around for the open mic?
I'll check it out if I'm not in a rush.
You have to jump in. Man was talking about cyphering. We set up an open mic because, you know, Doc, you already know from the Kung Fu days.
Of course.
You know, we used to always have an open mic at the end of the event.
And the fake Deal Real days.
Yeah.
And the first Deal Real.
Yeah. That was the real Deal Real.
That's how I came up with the first Deal Real open mics. Yeah, I used to, Bluefoot brought me down there. And I said, he sent me down there.
Wow.
And I was shook. I was like, brother, you going to be there? He's like, no, I'm at work, Stroke. I was like, and I had to call my brethren who had nothing. He didn't even like hip hop like that. But I needed someone. He's like, bro, follow me to West End. You know them?
Yeah.
I was still hard. I was still, mad road. But yeah, bro, follow me to West End, though. Hold my hand.
Is that how you two met? Days. Is that how you met Sarah?
Yeah. In 1999, I met Mice just before his first single dropped on Deal Real Records.
Yeah.
Kiss That Ass Good Night. I've got
that on Twitter. 12 inch.
Wow. Yes. Give it to me, bro. I don't even have that shit.
Got that.
And I've got the Doc Brown Harry Love 12 inch as well.
It's mad that shit, isn't it? Because, like, I was thinking, like, I've got to do some old school songs when I do this tour.
Yeah.
So I
thought,
I'll do Mad World in My Life. And then I was like, I don't even know how to get the instrumentals. Like, I need to speak to someone who knows how to get that.
You're going to have to download the YouTube MP3.
I've
got to
download some shit, sample it, replay it.
Get someone to play it for you. So hang around for us because, you know, we've got some live talent coming through for the open mic that's up next. This is Fubar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake for all you bitches and bitches.
My Stiggy.
Fubar Radio is proud to be an official partner of Stand and Calling 2017. This year's festival is taking place from the 27th to the 30th of July, with a lineup which includes
Orbital, Clean Bandit, Slaves,
Akala,
Nadia Rose,
as well as DJ sets from
Mike Skinner and Merkage, Jeff Goddard from Hot Chip,
and Faithless. Fubar Radio will be bringing the hottest stand-up talent to the brand new comedy stage, featuring James Acaster. For more information and to buy tickets, go to www.standandcalling.com and keep listening to Fubar Radio for exclusive offers and giveaways in the lead up to this summer's big event. Fubar Radio, an official partner of Stand and Calling.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Winning.
And New York got them y'all motherfuckers wanna look good. Y'all like a big name.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. I'm like, forgive my dismissal deposit. Other than that, I ain't hear you motherfuckers. So many made bitter, they made this. I'm like, shit, contrary, you motherfuckers. You don't understand. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. Take a drag of the bud. Plies gon' get a nigga killed. Running off on the plug. Main joint freaking off. Might shoot up a club. What a scary round. Nova ring, don't fail me now. Reaper knocking, what an eerie sound. Nah, it's me. I'm in the hood, niggas barely round. Old homie online trolling shit. Fuck my day up. Sucker, stay up. Still won't fuck this play up. Blame everyone, just not them. You want my spot? Nah, take 10. Motherfuckers mad cause I blow shit. Envy us, fame whores from same boys. Try to swindle us, don't end up all bent up on my camera. Chris hit ya, I ain't mad at ya.
He ain't mad at ya.
Nut hugging, shuck jiving, shuck ducking. Fuck front, duck sour, puff something.
Yo, what's wonder? How I'm here so long, I know you wonder. Do this in my slumber. There's a guy now, power wall, hit the number. Got him feeling like it's 9-6 summer. Spending 9-6 bread, old bread. It's all profit for me, she hot so ditty. Still take off the chocolate city.
Come on, man.
Yeah, this shit is the norm for me. Huh? Don't smoke rock,
rock.
More tour money. More tour money.
Brand new from Pete Rock, Smoke Dizzle. That track, I Ain't Scared, the album Don't Smoke Rock, is out right now with a whole gang of people up on that project. And this is Fubar Radio, and we're so tight on time, we're going to get straight into things with our open mic. We've got four fine MCs in the house, and so introduce yourself first.
Big up
Side.
Preacher Man.
And you two are brothers, yeah? Side of Preacher?
Nah, not quite. We're from the same place. So are you from Oxford?
Where is that? What place? Oxford.
Brother, yeah.
Hey, we don't know trouble down. I've been hearing about Oxford lately, man. You lot been getting all ghetto over there, innit? Yeah. What's going on?
We're just trying to spread some positive vibes.
Make sure you're staying nice and close to the microphone when you're talking so we can hear you.
Over here, we got Nephilim.
Yeah, Nephilim, Unit 731.
Unit 731. Where you from, bruv?
Hatfield, man.
Hatfield.
Yeah.
Not bad. And we have a special guest here. He's been a guest for the last 6 months or so. How long have you been here, Sean?
It's been like 3 months.
3 months. All right. It feels like that because the love between like you two is set. You know,
it's building.
Yeah, you could cut the tension there with a knife,
so,
mate. I'll tell you, Joshua.
I wonder if you're locked into the show. Finally, you're getting to hear Sean's voice. Not just Sean's voice, but Sean's bars.
Actually, we're calling him Magic. Because that's his rap name.
All right.
Let's get into this open mic. We're really sorry, guys. We only got like 9 minutes. If you lot can 16-16, bam, bam, bam. I know you two want to go back and forth.
Yeah.
Let's set it off with you two and then, over here to Nephilim and Magic. And who's going to go first? You lot work it out.
This week on the beat, we have Alien Shades again. Let's do it. It's the open mic. This is Foo Bar Radio.
Wicked,
you
man.
You know how it gets down every week.
Yo, big up Mike Stiggy and Sarah Love for having us in.
Hey, thank you for calling me Mike Stiggy, bro.
Yeah, I see the Instagram post. Big up Magic, Nephilim, Foo Bar. Yo, listen up.
Go in, man.
Another Saturday late afternoon, pass a glass of carver soon. Dance around the barbecue, barber takes me from half to two, short back and sides. Tip my hat dipping back, hope to get at Alan Rack in time. Bitford rucksack nestled on my back and spine. 10 hours forward, walking on a warpath back from waterways. Sailor Jerry Saucy made talking dreams cause we bought some Yale up the steps, neck rum and Schweppes. Climb across the tarmac floor, yard was more far than I thought. And time and now was 4:30.
I was young as on the road, meaning I didn't have a home. Staying on the sofa, I was signing on and off the dole. These young as on the road, they think they're cold but they can't hold the road. They think they're grown, they live at home, my mumsy wash their clothes. You have an impact, but I don't think that you even know. My mum had overdosed, I got opiates and alcohol. Sometimes I feel the blow, turn into Hulk and let these jokers know. My man them had to show me where we're floating in this lonely.
Cats still pack a band, a swap for rats of a gram. Choppers are hatching a plan, youngest in numbers are splash at the sand. Gas with a pack of the cash in a hand. Seen them lately, GRM dailies got us beside ourselves. Seems if you live life in cells, we white in cells, do violent spells. Put light on skills, you might just well become a rapper. Number one on trapper, pump the gun with chatter. Zeus almighty thunderclapper. Big head is screwing students, spewing nuisance through their new computers, using blue solutions, 2CB hallucinogenics.
But naturally, my planned attack, these men are chatting crap about their banging straps and stacking cash. I get mad, but still I use my pad and choose to rap. They glorify the trap life, but don't understand when the ones are trapped. They get said it best, and now I'ma take it back to that. You're poisoning your own people for a profit, now what the fuck is that? I try relax, still we're ignoring all the standard facts. All me aside, go back to back, and young man, I'm dead all that.
So, don't think that I'm nervous if I slip over my words a bit. With anxiousness, I'm burdened, but on certain days I'm turning quick. Quarrels over honeys, nah buddy, check my teaching plan. Morals over money, that's a movement, big up preacher man.
Yo, it's preacher man. I'm just trying to reach and trying to speak to man, but they don't want to listen, rather than pics on Instagram. I feel to punch him in the head and make him see sense. Hey. I choose to spread love and try and educate.
So what you're telling me, carving my legacy, legends be set in stone. Rain these root bars on food by sending text on your telephone. I'm pacing like on a fun run while these men are taking seats. Flavours make it go yum yum, not like that ad on Sainsbury's.
Hey, what's that about? Hey, don't be dissing my crew, yeah. The Red Nose Gang.
Taking it up.
Foo Bar Radio is the open mic.
People don't really talk about it.
Right. I'll break from the first part of it, the instinct in an instant and win. This is where I end quick, just to begin and get in sync. Limits of it all wearing thin, let it sink in. Base level reading scream, it's an ever reaching dream that I feed on its need to be free. So I cut my way out of this mold through the seams. I'll take a full hold of these reins and achieve. Nothing's ever easy, this journey's dreary. This battle that I'm in leaves me weary. Hear me vocal in the void, you're paranoid and queasy. Focal point sitting on a slim, never clearly. See my yin attacked by my yang, an unraveling plan in motion from a traveling man. While it all sits glistening and brimming in my hands, I'm flipping the coin, I'll risk my skin if it lands. Yeah,
Nephilim right there. Hey, Magic, what are you saying, bro?
Yeah.
Let's see what you got, boy. Let's see what you got here.
Yeah.
Sarah, calm down. Someone get a tissue for Sarah, by the way.
Fuck a degree, I just want my cash, pass it to me. Why I gotta be a stat on this sheet? Why people telling me I needed to be a functioning member of an ass backwards master serving society? So fuck that, I make some change and get some change to the poor. And all my peers can even write the right version of yours. See, yours sounding like a bit of a dunce. Ain't no shame in coming off pretentious, you not fooling me once. But I ain't selfish, man, of course I shall indulge in your blunt. But why you taking baby hits? Some shit's as soft as a bunt. I'm hitting homers out the field, chugging duff, making dough when I'm moving slow. Gotta go, I'm about to blow chunks.
Yo, I'm trying to speak the truth to the youths. Little man, stay true to your views. Take a sec, look inside, who are you? Nah, don't copy what the others do. Let them criticize you are you. The only one from the sun to the stars to the moon. But never let that hatred consume. Cause the key is compassion. We are one and together shit can happen. Think these man them got it backwards. What I'm seeing is flipping tragic. We need to break out of these habits. Keep us caught up in this madness that we're attracting like with magnets. So fuck these whack rappers acting like raps are fashion. They're not real fam, they're gassing. They're acting with ego, all lazy, no passion. I couldn't give a rats about this crap that they're chatting. Cause the fact is they're blagging. So let me say a little something to them peeps that are fronting like they're deep. I can see you're just running from the seas. All this fear's got you swallowed down. Peak, you see me? I don't comply with the beast. I'm trying to make a change with the rhymes that I preach. But this life is kind of deep to feel that fire that I breathe.
Oh. Five alarms, five snoozes, five in the morning. Let's rise, let's do this. Trauma to grind, sell your time and consume it. And stay in line, you little swine, don't lose it. Listen, sleep is a myth, living a mist. An opportunity missed is worse than any risk. I'll dig an abyss, or I'll live till I split. Full time skipping out of shit. Trying not to switch. Man, I'm trying to teach lessons while I learn at the same time. Finding the essence that I yearn for in turf wars a silent aggression. Work for a spare for fighting depression. I cannot ditch reality now. I'm panicking a ditch. Throw a fear or twisted a man it like now. Nah, forget that rap. I'm here to have it not. Trapped like a featureless creature, a habit, yo.
Nephilim, boy. Go on, go on, go on. Give me your headphones.
So here we go, starting fresh just like a newborn baby flow. But do they know? Magic murder melodies, malicious flow. I got the venomous saliva with no antidote. Burning bridges like a fire from a dragon's throat. Rolling swishes, cause that's what make the panic slow. I take the savage out an animal. Eating rappers, I got the bowels of a cannibal. But even in my guts, young, I'm still so intangible. So if you testing, better eat your spinach kale. Leave you in a coma, that's a real veggie tale. Freaking weekend, cheat that
kale.
I'm beating. Get some green on the freehand butt.
It go 9:30. Dying on stage as a comic for the last time. Can't laugh, cry. I had a little fame, but now I take a pay cut. 7 bags less for a rap show. Yep, it's embarrassing. But it's like a sport I have to win. Play a sad song for man on a mandolin. Break out the world's tiniest violins. Minor ting, time to win. Find the king, I am him. Potty trainers, maybe still a diaper stages. I can say this, I handle maybe 25 wages. My team strong, handpicked, put my team on. Hear the hustle in each song, turn your life Pete Tong. This a different school, different class. I'm the embarrassing uncle back at the party just to kick your ass. Shocking, the wind blow your skirt, show your stocking. You're not in the top 10, a lot of lock docking. Rocking after parties, do my dad dance. Going bull, getting fat, but fucking with me, fat chance. It's the extra pounds the camera give. Just like the extra pounds my business accounts busy banking with. My money clean, but I'm on some Mr. Hanky shit. You should be ashamed spitting with that manky lip. A tricky topic for handling, but you know what this is. My very existence is embarrassing.
Jeez, stop rap,
water pours on my neck and chin. I'm drowning in my brainwaves, sucking someone warm my next to kin. Alert them that I'm hurting and confused by hype and slander. Bird and word, and as I peep this right-wing propaganda clip, my camera taking pictures of this political landscape. Stories told by Tories and hidden mystical mandates. I stand brave against the monarchs, bollocks and the bourgeoisie. Down trodden little soddy be living his life for more parties. Whisking up the whiskey in a mix, that's how I bake my song. Quarrel, comment on prominent problems in the place I'm from. You... unique man, peddling like hope has left statistical data stated. Oxford second for homelessness. A Tory cuts my nan's peas and I'm slashing at him. Your cash looking thin, but you stay locked to Kardashian Kim. Well, Kim, this lack of focus is killing innocent men who have a kickback, pour a drink, fat, light a spliff, and pretend for your order.
No, I'm sorry. We ran out of time. That was so much fun.
When she says we run out of time, we have run out of time.
We have run out of time. Thank you so much, Doc Brown. Doc Brown, Nephilim, Preacher Man, Side, Sean, a.k.a. Magic, who reps on the mic today. Next week on the show, we have Jam Baxter coming through, so you can definitely come and lock into us for that Monday, 4 p.m. Up next on Food Bar, you've got Payne and Sylvester taking care of you. It's a peace out from me, Sarah Love.